Today's daf is daf chavtet, and we begin from Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, "B'shem Rav, hakiluach kabor." Now this is interesting because till now we've been saying again we're gonna be qualifying and changing this as we go along in the shiur. But last year we said anything at the top's fine, everything. It's only once it's your red labor that it becomes asur. What about the stream along the way? Now it says here, the hakiluach kabor, the stream along the way is like the bor. Now, it's not clear what that actually means because it says as follows. May b'chol atar, everywhere, for example, with Tum and Tara, we say nitzuk, late avad nitzuk chibur. We don't look at a stream as if it's flowing down, as if it's attached to the pool at the bottom. We don't treat it as being like one thing. But here, suddenly, you're saying v'hachat avad nitzuk chibur. It seemed to be here, for whatever reason, when it comes to Tuma, sorry, if it comes to Avodah Zarah, we're more machmir. The question is, what situation? So, Sava Rav Huna, ni nasecha bor ni nasecha kiluach, ni nasecha kiluach, no ni nasecha bor. So, Rav Huna thought what it means is, if the bottom has become yain nasech, then it would impact even the stream that's coming down, such that if you caught some of it along the way, that would still be asur. Okay. Now, however, Rav Bas, but however, other way around, not necessarily so. So again, the bor is not affected. Again, presumably like the Yain Nesach didn't make it all the way to the bottom, otherwise you'd have a mixture. Fine. Rabba says, lo markeno el inisecha bor lo ninasecha hakiluach. He says, no, it doesn't work that way. I mean, if the bor is Yain Nesach, it doesn't affect the stream that's on its way down. So if you grab a little bit, then it'll be fine. However, it seems to be the other around, ninasecha kiluach, that's where the chumra of where he says kiluach kabor, then it would make the pit down the bottom, all the vat down the bottom, all the wine, yain nesach. Two different ways of explaining what the chumra is. Is it sort of going upwards or downwards? Let's call it that. So the Gemara says no. So here, what we're saying is, look at the lashon. Go back to what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. It says kiluach kabor. So what's like what? The stream is like the bor. Ah, that's why Sava Rav Huna. That's Rav Huna says that it's it goes the bor is what's going to be dictating the kiluach and not the other way around, which was the first opinion. That's why keshem shabo mitnasech kach kiluach mitnasech. That's why his position is that if because you said the kiluach kabor, it may. That's why Rav Huna thought his conclusion was that. If the bor becomes a nesach, it would affect the string coming down to it. Okay, let's continue. Tamana Rebbe Shem Rav, Magao Shel Goy Ose Yain Nesach. If it just a goy touches it, the wine it becomes a nesach. However, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov Amar No Bilvad Shish Vishotet. Now Shotet means dripping. But here, what it actually means, Ben Moshe says, in other words, Bilvad Shish Shotet Kolama Lav Benigia Lachud Hu Da Asur. It's not just touching it. I mean, poking it is going to make it asur. Ella bana, ella b'meshachshech. Meshachshech is have to like stir it or shake it about. Actually, more shaking. V'hainu b'shotet, d'chazin u'chayen shotet mi'ado. We see the wine is dripping from his hand. V'chashina, that's when we choshesh, dil meshachshech ba, sheken dar kam netanasech. It's that he may have shake the wine, because that was a way of doing nisuch. So touching wine wasn't nisuch. They didn't wine libation. Touching is wine libation. So when they shake it, and that's why the concern is only for Yeshuka. Okay. Now, Maya Nafalabor, the Gova. So, an Armina, an idol worship happened to fall into this bor. After Uvda Kamei Rav Huna, the incident came to Rav Huna and says, Amar Kov Shina Lav Adcha Tizach Lun Gova. What you have to do is restrain him some way so he doesn't move his arms, because we don't want to move his arms, because if he moves his arms, then he will, it makes it Yain Nesach. Because it's meshachshech, perhaps he moved his arms. So if he fell in, you quickly restrain him until what? Ad shetizach lun gova, until you can remove the wine from below his arms, and then you're fine. The assumption of the sugya, what's underpinning the sugya, this was in the Bavli, it's only shikshuch biadayin that's a problem and not shikshuch biraglayin. So he can kick his feet as much as he likes, it's not going to cause the yain nesach. That's why he says, look, restrain him so he can salvage the wine up until where his hands reach. And then let his hands go. However, Amrav Chanina, Yada Oshid. Well, he fell in the hand, he put his hands up, go, hey, like he's removed his hands. So Yada Oshid. Zachazina to Hoshid Yada, Vachashinafal. And if he's moved his hands about, maybe he should be Choshishin Le Shichshuch, should be concerned for shichshuch. So he says, if that's the case, Amar Aitina Netzarin, Vizalfin Matuta Yade. It seems to be here, it says bring some sort of basket so you can extract the wine from below his hands. That can be salvaged, but the ones at his hand height, wherever his hands reached, well, those would be, that would be asur. Now it's interesting though, because we usually say a drop of Ein Nesser seems to be, it would mess up the whole thing. But I think, the assumption is sugi, it's only chashash, maybe he did Ein Nesser. So I think that's why we won't make it in that situation. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara says, Shimon bar Chiya havu matni lechiya barav. Goy, me'ematai osei yayin nesach. From what age is a goy would be a problematic for yayin nesach? So if a small child picks up a bottle of wine and shakes it about, does it make yayin nesach? So Amar lei mishodah b'tiv avodah zara. From the age that he understands avodah zara itself. However, Amar Rav, Afik Rav, Yoshaya, Michilti, Bora Michilti, teaching, he says, Amar lei, when are we so makil to say that if it's a young goy, then it's not a problem? Yayin nesach. That's when you're purchasing grapes and there's a mixture of grapes and juice together. That's when we're makil. Aval ha-goy atzmo ben yomo say yayin nesach. However, come say wine on its own. This is the way Pnei Moshe explains the sugya. We're machmir irrespective of age. A young child even picks it up. We're certain with that, the chumra of yayin nesach. Okay, let's continue. Goy maush yaseh. So, based on the implications of Asug, we know that if he moves it about with his hands, it's a problem. We know if he kicks it with his feet, it's not a problem. So, hands yes, feet no. What about if he drinks from it? Drinking it with his mouth, does that make it a problem? Okay, so the Gemara says, Rav Ada b'shem Rav Elazar. Ain't gonna osay niyayin neseh b'fiv. He says no. If he drinks from it, it's not gonna cause a problem. Abraham says b'shem Rav Obahu hagoy osay yayin neseh b'fiv. It is a problem. So it's a machloket. But Taniken agroninus, which is some sort of like an inspector or a governing official, shetah min hakos, it took some from the wine, or min hameneket. Meneket is like a straw. V'chzir lechavid, it was returned back to the chavid. Then it's asur. So now the question is each. What does that mean? What makes it asur? Is it the fact he drank from it? So according to Al Dat Rav Ada b'shem Rav Elazar, v'ushich zir hagoy. That's when he took it himself and returned it. So his drinking from it wasn't the problem per se. It's because he picked it up and put it back in. That's what creates the problem, or the remainder. That's what creates a problem. Yai nesach. But drinking per se is not a problem. How about the doubt that the Yirmiyah, the drinking is a problem? Well, it's simply, even if an Israel b'shem Ravah says afilu v'chzir Yisrael, even if the Israel took the cup or took the straw, whatever the remainder, put it back in, that would still be a problem because just simply the shoteh, the drinking from it, can make it yayin nesach. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Now the Mishnah says, dochim im ha'nochri begat aval lo botrinimo. You can dorech is you can start pressing grapes with him, so standing on a like with a noi goy in his gut, but you can't botzer. Botzer is you can't harvest these grapes with him. We're going to go through the Pnei Moshe in a minute on the entire mission to explain because it's a lot of moving parts here. So Israel shuos, and Israel who is just happy to produce wine instead of tumah, lo dorchim velo botzerim. You can't get involved with him whatsoever in the process. Why? Let's go through the Pnei Moshe now. You're allowed to dorech, you're allowed to press grapes with a goy in his press. And you're paid for this purpose. So Pnei Moshe says, what's a havamina? The havamina is that you're getting benefit for something that's asur v'hana'ah. And how can you then be, if it's the Ayin Nesach, how can you be getting paid for something that's related to Ayin Nesach? You're getting benefit from something that's hana'ah. And then Gemara, and what Pnei Moshe explains, that's the havamina, but what the Mishnah is teaching us, it's mutar, calls manchelo, which relates to what we said previously. That this Tana says it's not yet yayin nesach. It's only yayin nesach after the wine runs down all the way to the vat. So therefore, while you're standing there pressing the grapes, it's not yayin nesach yet. So you can get paid for that activity, and you're not benefiting from something that's asurvana. That's point number one. However, on mishum gorem tuma, aren't you causing tuma to it? No. Once a goy steps on a little bit, it's already tummy. Okay. Therefore, you're not growing too much. However, why can't you harvest the grapes with a goy? Because with the Zegzer Rabbanan, that as soon as you harvest any grapes, even if liquid doesn't come into contact with it, and the purpose of it is to press the grapes, it's already susceptible to tumah. What is that the Muslim one? And the goy, when he's harvesting it, is going to be metame the grapes. Because, according to this, as soon as your botzer legato, it's already susceptible to tuma, and that's metame as well. The nimtzash Yisrael habotzeri mo gorem tuma. And therefore, if you harvest with him, you're going to be gorem tuma. Because Sabra Tana asur legrom tuma lachulin sheberetz Yisrael. And this Tana maintains, this is the reading we have in the Mishnah so far, that it will not allow to gorem tuma to Israel. But feel the henshel nochri, even if it belongs to an nochri. Okay, two important points that's underpinning this mishnah with the relationship to, in the activities you can do with a goy regarding pressing wine. First point, you can't botzer with him because you're going to gorem tuma, and asur legorem tuma lechulin beretz Yisrael. That's the opinion of that mishnah. To the debated point, that's what it says. The second point, oh, then why can you start pressing the grapes? Well, first, it's pretty tame, and number two, that it's not yet Yayin Nesech that will be considered getting benefit. You're being paid, you're getting benefit from something Asur HaAnah, because it's not yet Asur HaAnah. Those are the two points. Now, I'll continue with the Penemara, very important point, because the Gemara is going to reach this position soon. Aval Ein Halacha K'mishnezu. The Halacha is not like the Mishnah. Because both those assumptions we made when building out the explanation are not the concluding Halacha. Here we go. Now we're seeing the opinion, and which we conclude as soon as the juice starts coming out of the grapes, even before it's your red labor, it already has the status of Yain Nesach. That's it. Which it might sit more better with you, Dov, that you were questioning yesterday. Why does it have to take all the way to get to the labor? The answer is, according to this understanding conclusion, it doesn't. Hilkach, therefore you can't dorech, therefore you won't be able to pay, be paid to work with a nochi to dorech, because it's already Yain Nesach and getting benefit from Yain Nesach. The Kaimalan, so that's why you wouldn't be able to dorech. The Kaimalan Mutarli Grom to Malay Lechulin Eretz Yisrael. The other assumption we're smashing now is that you're allowed to cause Tumah Dechulin in Eretz Yisrael. Kesha Chulin, provided that it belongs to a nochri. We'll get to Israel separately in a moment. Therefore, you can botzer with him. You can help harvest his grape. You can be paid to harvest the grapes with him, because even if it's gorem tuma, it belongs to a nochri. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, botzerim amanochri. The af al pisha gorem tuma lechulin ein bekach kulum. It doesn't make a difference. What about in Israel? Mi ubi Israel habotzer karmo loikach lechatchila ala nochri afilu lavien begat. Mishum, okay, let's just leave. Sorry, let's get. Let's, so the Israel, the next part. Sorry, next Midrash Rachel. The Israel who oseh perotav betumah. Sorry, the over averahu. The Israel who himself is harvesting his own grapes and he's going to do it betumah. He's doing an avera. Lefishu matame trumot amaser behem. Why are you not allowed to gorem tumah? Meaning, even the shita that says no problem gorem tumah for Nochri's food, but in Israel's food, why are you not allowed to? Because that produce that's coming in is tevel, and you will be separating trumas and masra from it. Because he's doing an isu b'amim, and by helping him, you're messiah, you're leseya deya over, you're helping someone who's doing an avera, and you don't want to do that. Kadesh, because if you assist someone doing an avera, it's going to encourage him to continue doing it. Let's go over the Mishnah one more time. The Mishnah says, when it comes to a goy, you can do botzrimim, or you can, sorry, ein botzrimim, we're not allowed to gorem tuma, but you can start pressing it within dorchim. You can dorchimim. You can press it with him because it's not in at nine nesach. Now we said that's the hav, that's the rishona, but we'll see later that's completely flipped. That it's your actually, there's no problem if it belongs to a goy to gorem tuma, so you can botzrimim, but you can't dorechimo because it's immediately ayin nesach. Okay, but when it comes to Israel who's doing things betumah, that's a problem because he's going to go rem tumah lechulin, or as let me say tevel, from which truma is meant to be separated, which he's not allowed to do. And if you assist him in the process, you're messiah, you're helping someone's avera. Okay, that is that piece. That's the mission. However, kinin ava melachim or chaviot legat, you can start carrying barrels to the gat, or mevinim or minagat. You can even bring barrels back from the gat. So then you're talking about empty barrels. So you can mevini, and you can also bring full barrels. Because once again, my dava, once it's tame, then you're allowed to obviously take the barrels there and back. Okay, let's continue with the Gemara. Gemara now says, drochit In other words, when, according to the Mishnah Rishonah, we said in our Mishnah, when are you allowed to assist in the pressing? Because if you remember, in the pressing, it's not yet, according to the Mishnah Rishonah, it's not yet Yai Nesach, and it's not considered Gorem Tumah. That's only if the Nochri has already walked Shchiva Erev, both directions in it, and therefore he's clearly made Matame the whole thing. If he hasn't yet walked both ways, then lo bada, then you wouldn't be able to. Why? Lo bada, because if he hasn't gone both ways, now Israel is going to be Gorem Tumah. Now again, this is the first reading. This is Mishra Rishonah, because our Mishnah is according to Mishra Rishonah. You're not allowed to Gorem Tumah, but it's not Yanai Nesach. So the question is, when it's saying you're allowed to start treading on it with him, that's provided Rabbi Yonah is saying is that's provided that he's already mamash metame the whole thing, such as gone shtiv erev. Otherwise, you would be gorem tuma. Okay, that needs a bit of thought because didn't we say it becomes tamid beforehand? But we'll get there. Rabbi Yossi, if the requirement is you're not allowed to derech with him until he's gone shtiv erev, afilo Mishnah Rishonah, even the Mishnah Rishonah should say you're not allowed to derech ito. You're not allowed to tread, you're not allowed to tread with him, which we'll see in a moment. That's not the case. It says you are allowed to tread with him. So let's have a look. For this piece onwards, look at the Pnei Moshe, because his girsa switches things around and it matches exactly what it has in the Tosefta. It says as follows: Datani, Berishona initially they used to say ein botzrin anymore. You can't do botzir with him. Why? Again, what have we been saying? Because it's immediately muksha lekabel tuma, and you're allowed to grow tuma even for the produce of a goy. That was the first reading. Ve'ein dorchim im anochri, ve'ein dorchim im Israel, and you're allowed to press with Israel because it's again that's gonna gorem tuma. How seba tuma? Aval dorchim anochri, you can tread along with anochri because again, according to the Mishnah Rishonah's first readings, you're not yet yain nesach. But importantly, on this. It says, Dorchim im anochri. According to what Rabbi Yonah just said, that you can't derech immediately with anochri, you've got to wait for him to go shtiva erev. You've got to wait for him to tread both in both directions. So that's why it's saying, even the Mishnah Rishonah should say, you know, la derech ito. But we'll get to that in a minute. Let's just finish the Penimosha. Chazru lomar, they end up saying the opposite. Ein dorchim anochri, you can't tread with anochri, because as we said, immediately it's become nayin nesach, and you're going to get benefit from nayin nesach. The ein botzrinim in Israel, you can't botzer with Israel because it's going to grow in tumah, as we said. That's also the tumah. So in Israel, that's the tumah. Aval botzrinim anochri, you can botzer anochri because there's a difference. You are allowed to grow tumah to chulin of anochri according to the Mishnah Achrona, but not to a Jew's not allowed to do so because of the tumah, etc. Parts that are associated with it, and you would be and you'd be mesayeh of avera. But let's continue. Molchim chadashot, you're allowed to carry with him brand new barrels, but not be paid to do so. This is for anochri, but not old ones. Because why old ones have yain nesach absorbed in the walls? That's what Rabbi Meir says. Nechamim says, no, chadashot where they're old and new, it's fine. Because you're paid to carry the barrels, these empty barrels, and not paid to carry bliot. So you're not actually getting any benefit from yain nesach that's absorbed. Okay. In other words, once he's still around, you know what's happening, you can help him, but once he disappears, if he's disappeared from you, you don't know what he's done with the wine, and it becomes Ayin Nesach. Okay, let's continue. Then it says, so back to our question. Our question is, if, according to Mishnah Rishonah, you're not allowed to tread, you're not allowed to help him with the dricha until he's gone Shtiva Erev, why does Mishnah Rishonah say you're allowed to Dorechito? It should say you're not allowed to Dorechito until a later stage. So the Gemara, my time at the Rav Yonah, who says you're not allowed to walk Shiva Erev, the Gemara says, no, shekvar nitma'u mehechsher b'tzira. This is different. The reason why it doesn't say that is because, as I've explained to you, at the time of b'tzira, when the harvest is in the grapes, it's already susceptible to tumah, that's a din d'rabbanan. So it's tamei mid d'rabbanan. So from the beginning, you're taking it from nothing to becoming tamei. However, when it's already pressed, that's okay, that's midoraisa, but it's already. It's not, you're not making it tameh from nothing to one level up. It's from tameh d'rabbanan, you're increasing the tumah. Okay, so that's why the mission didn't necessarily stress that. Because it's not going from nothing to something, it's going from something to something more strict. That's effectively the perish. Fine, sorry. But that's why, by the way, He says you're not allowed to, you're still allowed to engage in the beginning with him, but that's why we didn't mention according to the Mishnah Rishonah in Botzrim. Okay? Okay, now, however, my time to Rabbi Yossi, why is Rabbi Yossi not satisfied with that? He says, what are you talking about? Torima, you livrei Torah. Atu shegazalta lehem tumah. In other words, if according to Mishnah Rishonah, you're not allowed to dorechito, you're not allowed to assist him in the dricha at the press because you're going to gorem tumah until he's gone shtiva erev. According to Mishnah Rishonah, should have said that explicitly because that's being metame deoraisa, and previously it was only tame derabanan. So that distinction should be stressed. Let me now read you the Pnei Moshe on this piece because it's important. Another important piece. He says, Amar, this is in Dibro Torah. If you said because they're effectively tamei tam betzira, amir lacha say ana adrabat say the opposite. Demai tamei guva kasha, that's a kasha. Litni should say ein drochim nashmin to teach us. The afa gav the mishab betzira need more despite the fact that time already harvests to the tamei. Afilo hachi ul midi brei torah torim betzim. That's because it's the rabbanan tamei. Min to min the right it's still torah. Va'at hu shegazata lehem, it's you who made it considered tamei, meaning mid rabbanan. The hechsher betzira eino elam gzerat shmonasar dva'davah. This is one of the 18 things that were the if you remember in Zechta Shabbos that were nigzar u'mederaba alma. Therefore, you should still say asur lidrochi mo. You shouldn't be able to trample with him v'ligrom lach tumah tumah deraisa. You should still be. You should still say that you're not allowed to derechin with this nochri, according to the Mishnah Shona, at his gan shtiberev, if it's asur ligrom. So el al korcha chayokim teleka. So therefore, this distinction of oh, you got to wait to him because shtiberev doesn't apply. Sha'afilu b'tchilat tricha, even in the beginning, according to Mishnah Shona, you're allowed to derech with him. Aren't you being goren tuma? Desvar de ein nase yain nesach. Firstly, you're allowed to derechito because not yain nesach yet, so you can be paid for that activity. Okay. The Goram Tuma Nami Leka. This is not even a problem of Goram Tuma. Why? Mitamidas sof sof nitbu begat tmei'ah shel nochri. It's an agat that tmei'ah v'nochri. So it's going to become tame anyway, so there's no isul being lingrom. Yafet. So this is what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Mishnah Rishonah again. According to Mishnah, there's a problem of being Goram Tuma. Fine. But no problem yai nesach yet to zero labor. Again, we keep on doing chazar on this because it's important. Mishnah Rishonah, different Mishnah Rishonah. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Isuli Grom Tumah applies in the beginning in Tabet Zira. Yeah, because Midrabanan it becomes Tameh. Why are you not therefore allowed? So why do we still allow you to do Dricha immediately with a Nochra even before he's gone Shtiva Erev according to Rabbi Yossi? Despite the fact now in a Doraisa let him make it Tameh? Well, this doesn't matter because it's in a gut of a Nochra itself, so it's going to be a Tameh anyway. There's nothing that's going to happen about it otherwise. So therefore, there's no problem to Rabbi Yossi. V'ikash, if that's the case, im kena mai amru ein dorchim im Israel she'oseh betumah. If that's the case, then why are you not allowed to derech with an Israel that's oseh betumah? Says hanami balav hachi nitmo. Isn't it also going to become tameh on its own anyway? Can't you apply the same logic? The answer is no. Halacha doesn't apply. The shani b'Israel who il v'tvulim em l'truma, because this is tevel, and from tevel you're going to be taking truma out of it. V'asu ligrom laem tuma. There's a chumra. You're not allowed to cause truma to become tameh. Even afilu l'mishnah achrona. Even according to the Mishnah achrona that says you're allowed to gorem tuma to chulin, you're not allowed to cause truma like we explained to tevel. Okay, meaning sorry, being of a goy you're allowed to, but you're not allowed to cause tevel of a Jew. V'hilkach. Alpha pishnit mu begat, despite the fact that it's coming to Tavla, ein dorchim, you cannot dorech with this Israel who doesn't care about Truma and Tara. He's happy to make his table in a case of Tumah because you're Messiah Yedei Avrei Avera. So very interesting. In other words, when it comes to the Nochris, things, there's no Isra of Gram Tumah because in this situation, it's going to become anyway. The difference between Mishnah Achron and Mishnah Roshonah is in the case of Betzira, if you remember. Are you allowed to Gram Tumah even for a Nochri? Mishnah says no. Mishnah says yes. Okay, but everyone agrees. Both Mishnah Rishonah and Rechonah comes in the Tevel because it's Tavula Truma. You're not allowed to Gorem Truma, even if it's eventually going to become Tameh. It doesn't make a difference. It's a bit like the Machlok we saw between Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua, Rabbi Yezir Yeshua, I think it was. But anyway, because it's there, therefore, if you assist Israel in that process, it's Messiah Yedei Aveira. Now the Gemara says. The hochacha, the proof of Rabbi Yossi is the following. The hochacha that you're not allowed to cause truma, sorry, you're not allowed to cause tevel to become tameh because that is got truma inside it. Because chelid Rabbi Simaha, da amar Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rav Hillel. Now, this case is talking about when you've got challah. I'll just read the Pnei Moshe. He says that, he says, v'gasinan, he says, in other words, ad shenikah gel tesef b'tumah. One second. Here. He says, the suffix regarding, say, dough for the Kenes Tamar or not. Suffix Tumah Lisa. Agilot Gilgala before it becomes rolled. Now, when it becomes rolled, the dough is actually rolled. That's when it now becomes Tavulachala. So prior to that point, you could do a Batumah. Lefisha Chulinhu, because it's still Chulin. However, and you're allowed a mutame chulin beretz, so nothing wrong with that. Mishe gilgala, once it's rolled, then it's tavul, it's lachala, which is like tavul truma, and therefore you've got to do tasu batara, even though there's a suffix tumah related to it. And it's on this point Rabbi Yossi disagrees. You'll see in him as it says as follows. He says, Rabbi Yossi mahada. Rabbi Yossi says, b'shem Rav Hillel b'dinu shiyeh adam mutame tivlo. You might think that someone's allowed to mutame tevel. Why? Because the whole din of Shmirah only applies to Truma. Nonetheless, Truma tzricha shimur ain't a tevel tzarich shimur. Therefore, Truma requires shimur and not tevel. Umani mekayem. By the way, are this all inserted pieces? I'm sorry if you don't have it in front of you. Trumat Hashem. No, but there's an extra din. You've got to make sure you can give Trumat Hashem la'aron kohen. Meaning asa. She says she in a nula Aaron a Cohen bekunato, the cano ilva ain't a cholet nela Aaron a Cohen bekunato, Rashai le tumatan. Which to appreciate first before you apply to our suga, the suga there, meaning if this tevel will eventually become truma in which you can give the coin from it, sorry, from it the truma, then you've got to even shomer, you've got to make sure you make that tevel become tameh. However, in the case of that dough that was safek tameh or not, such that you would never actually make it, such you would never actually be able to give from it to the kohen anyway, you wouldn't be able to eat from it. So if it's safek tameh, there's no issur in making the tevel tameh. Sorry, that wasn't Mach, it was Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yez, I think it was. Yeah, in terms of, you know, if it's safek, if it's going to become tameh anyway, is there still a din of shmirah on it? But in any event, just to appreciate here, is that we're saying that Rabbi Yossi says that you're not a Messiah, this Israel, because it's Israel to make this Tevel Tameh, because it's Tavul Truma. Okay? And therefore, if you assist an Israel who's going to be pressing these grapes to wine in state of Tumah, he's Metameh anyway, he's doing an Aveira, and you Messiah de Aveira, helping someone do an Aveira. The proof came from the Sugya that of by Challah, this dough that was Safek Tameh, just to summarize. That you see that if even tevel there's an isur, yeah, tevel from which I'll be able to give truma to a kohen, there's still an isur to metamet. That's our hochacha, that's our proof. However, just an extra subtlety that we've just added to the sugya that's related to the sugya we learned back there in Bachala is that if it's a safek tameh already to start with, such you'd never be able to give truma from that tevel to a kohen, then there's no problem whatsoever to make it tameh according to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, peseder. That related to the whole machlokim. All right, we'll continue for next Mishnah Mitzvah next year. Kol Tov. Have a good evening.
Thank you.